You are now listening to King of the Court podcast.
King of the Court podcast, season 6, episode number 17.
Damn.
Yeah, I know we're moving along pretty well this season. It's been a great season for basketball. No?
I think it has been. Whether you're like an avid basketball fan, like a former player fan, or a casual fan, I feel like there's moments for everybody to enjoy.
Absolutely. Like last night, Lakers versus Warriors, Steph versus Bron, 2 million. Another classic game, double overtime.
The Battle of the Billionaires.
That's dope. Steph will be there eventually.
He's there.
He's a billionaire already?
With the lifetime Under Armour deal, it makes him a billionaire.
Oh, that's dope. Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, you just I didn't even know that. Thank you.
With the light, I think I don't think he'll hit it while he's playing.
Yeah.
But with the lifetime deal, so they basically so Steph Curry now with what Under Armour did was they just branched off and made the Curry brand an umbrella company under Under Armour.
Right.
So he can sign whoever you want. Remember, so he signed De'Aaron Fox.
Yes.
So with that, it gives him anybody he signs, I think he gets a higher percentage on top of his sneaker versus, and then, you know, like instead of giving him the percentage of whatever sneaker he sells, they'll just give him a certain salary, like a certain percentage of it. Like instead of saying, yo, you get 20% of the revenue of all your sneakers, we'll give you 10% of the revenue, but on top of that, you'll get other revenue. You'll make up for it because you'll get the 20% of whoever of Under Armour whenever somebody wears an Under Armour sneaker or something like that.
Right.
So the Steph Curry brand is his own company in a sense, under Under Armour though.
That's dope. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
That's definitely dope.
Battle of the Billionaires, man. That's what I called it last night.
That was a classic. Like, they've had some really good games against each other, but that was a classic.
That was a classic because both teams aren't, like, at its best.
Yeah.
So it was a throwback of just star power versus your leading role. Like, and then everybody else just role-playing, just, like, supporting cast. But it gave, like, the old Bron versus Gilbert kind of feel, or you know, where it's two different type of superstars, and you know what I mean, and then they just going at it like a Paul Pierce versus Allen Iverson or Jason Kidd versus Vince Carter. It's something weird, like maybe those are bad examples, but yeah.
Well, I for one, obviously, I'm thrilled that the Lakers won that game.
Yeah, obviously.
But I was under an immense amount of stress watching that game.
Why?
Because that was my last leg in my parlay.
Oh.
Flipped $10 into $215.
Hello.
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 Yesterday earlier, when we were recording, I had my college parlay at the mid episode. I was like, oh my God, why did I pick against Georgetown? I forgot Ish was going there. they were good. And right when I started watching the game, this nigga just caught fire. I was like, oh my God, this kid's gonna kill my parlay. Look, I won again.
Shout out to Ishmael Massoud. I'll send him this episode.
Yeah. Shout him out. He could get you.
One of my favorite kids I've ever coached in my life, man.
Damn, man. This, but yeah, but back to that game. That shit was like haymaker after haymaker after haymaker. Steph Curry's amazing.
They're both amazing.
Yeah, I know, but I know, everybody's gonna.
Because I don't know which one is more amazing. The fact that Steph Curry is. I mean, I feel like you can say the same way Bron has been amazing over the years. Steph Curry's been amazing the exact same way, shooting the ball and making the plays that he makes. Like, there's never a time where he shoots the ball, it doesn't matter where on the court, you're like, oh, he missed. It's always like, oh, he missed. It's always that. Yeah. Every shot he takes.
Bro, Bron had like a 30-something 20 and 10 game or 20 and 11 the game?
36, 20.
And 11?
11.
Oh, my God.
And we're just going to say at age 40.
Yeah.
So.
47 minutes played.
48.
So,
at this point, I don't know, man. I think tough part is
goes to the line and knocks down the two free throws.
Absolutely, but I just think the tough part is at this point with LeBron or just any of your players that you think are the GOAT, you disregard some of their regular season and stuff. Like, that doesn't get add on to the bill. That gets thrown away. You know? So.
But that's only because of one person.
You think so?
Yeah, because the GOAT debate, it just comes down to Michael Jordan's 6 finals appearances and 6 wins, no losses, and then that's it.
Yeah.
You can say that, you know, as well, but that's are we talking greatest team or are we talking greatest player?
I mean, you always got to talk greatest player. If you're talking greatest team, it's different.
All right, well, that's team success.
Right. I've never factored in I hated the factor in the championships of whenever talking about the GOAT or these different things. Like, you know, like, because if that's the case, then, like, why isn't Robert Horry the GOAT?
You know? Yeah, no, that's an easy one. But even the other guys on the Celtics that they're back in the day that won all those championships.
Right. So, you know, so I don't really try to factor in the team success, but I don't think you'll ever see a 40-year-old do what he just did last night ever again. And if it does happen, I'm not sure we'd be allowed to see it.
It's gonna be a while before we see that.
Or we'll be very, very, very old.
Yeah.
But I don't see anybody.
It's possible to, like.
No.
I mean, is it possible for somebody to have a game like that? Yes. Is it possible for them to be playing at the level LeBron James has been playing at the last two seasons?
But that's
what season 20 in season 20 and 21 at that age. I don't know.
His stat line was only like impressive, not only impressive, but the main reason why his stat line was so impressive was because of how old. Of his age.
Nah, bro. 36, 20, and 11 is impressive. Whether you're 18 or 40.
It is. But it's even more impressive.
Yeah.
Because his age.
That's well, it depends on who's looking at it. Because somebody who's played or just knows that, hey, a lot of things go out the window as you age, we'll acknowledge it that way and look at it and say how much more impressive it is. But when you just have somebody who just, they're just, you know, used to the things that Bron does and expects these things, it'll just get overlooked.
Right.
Like this man, like you said, is 40 years old and we're still looking at him like he's supposed to win the championship this year.
I mean, I think we always look at him and I think that's the only, I think you gotta, like, the conversation is, can he win the championship? Because that's the only thing you can talk to bad about him. That's the only thing you would have bad to say about him. You can't say anything bad about him. So at this point, I just want to, like, leave him alone. And I've wanted to the last, since the bubble. Like, after the bubble, I was just like, let's leave him alone. Like, let's leave him alone. Like, is he going to get a farewell tour like Kobe? You know what I mean? Like, hopefully that's not for another 3 years or so. But,
yeah. Is he going to get a farewell tour?
Yeah, like Kobe.
If he decides to go out that way. Dwayne Wade got one.
Yeah, but his was more like spontaneous. But yeah.
With the jersey swaps?
Yeah, but I mean, I just think, like, I think the NBA is going to take a significant hit for at least a season and a half when he retires.
Yeah, that's obvious. It depends.
Who's the finals MVP named after?
Bill Russell.
Bill Russell.
Yeah, I thought about that a long time ago, that that award should be named after LeBron James after 2016, but they'll probably name the in-season tournament after him, or the MVP or some shit.
I'm okay with that, because he won the first one, too. I'm okay with that. I feel like he just needs to be, what's that word? Not commemorated.
Commemorated?
Commemorated. Thank you. Thank you. I'm tired. Yeah. Everybody, I apologize. But 40 hours the last 2 days. Commemorated, yes. He needs to be commemorated in a way in where he is in NBA history, like, forever.
Like, I mean, because
a statue in front of, like, a statue in Cleveland isn't enough. Yeah.
Oh, look, the Draymond Green commercial is back on television after they lifted the suspension.
As they should. You know what I mean? I'd be interested when Draymond Green signs with the Lakers in the summer.
He played very well. That was a vintage, like, Klay showed up in the second half.
Yeah.
Steph was amazing.
Yeah.
Draymond was great defensively. He even scored. He was great with the screens. The Golden State Warriors was back to their usual shit. It's good. I mean, I see why they had to get KD, man.
I'm not looking forward to the rebuild.
Of the Warriors?
Yes. Gotta blow it up, dog. Gotta.
You don't have to.
You do.
You don't have to.
You do.
Why?
Because you're not going to, because from a business standpoint, those guys' value isn't.
Well, now it's too late. You can't trade them.
It's not about that, but it's about, like, letting them go somewhere else.
Well, Draymond already signed a contract over the summer. Klay's the only one who's not under contract.
Okay.
Klay will be a free agent this summer.
For his own fault. I could see Draymond forcing a side and trade. I could see, because his interview and his conversation with Steve Kerr when he came out after he got his suspension lifted and said, we want to end this the right way.
I'd rather him retire there than be traded. I'll be honest with you, I'd rather all three of them retire. I mean, Klay has the age and he's fought through a lot, but I would rather Klay retire a Warrior than go somewhere else.
I agree.
As selfish as I would love to have Klay on the Lakers. I would rather see him retire as a Warrior and nothing else.
Okay, that's fair. I mean, but I'm just letting you know, from a business standpoint, the rebuild is coming. So when that happens, I'm interested to see what they do with Steph, because I don't think they're going to make Steph fit through the rebuild. So I could see them making a massive trade, like a 100 pick in return.
No, I think he might just thug it out, like how Kobe had to thug it out.
Thugging it out. But, I mean, I think Steph Curry has nothing left to prove to us.
He doesn't, but is expected to win championships too.
I don't, not to me, not anymore. Mm-mm. No.
That's not fair.
Why is that not fair?
Because one guy is still expected to win championships. You know what?
I have stopped expecting that man to win championships after the bubble. I don't expect... There's three players in the league I don't expect to win more championships. It's Steph.
It's Steph, Braun, and KD.
Exactly. Oh, four. Excuse me. And Kawhi.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, sir.
Yes, sir.
Not at all.
I don't expect Kawhi.
No.
I don't
expect
Kawhi.
No.
Another championship.
No. He got to get... Chris.
What?
They got to win at least one, bro.
Why?
What do you mean? Why?
I'm not talking about...
Do you see that Clipper team?
Oh, Kawhi Leonard individual. I'm not talking...
No, ain't no... Well, no. No, it doesn't matter. Because, I mean, well, now he's by association now with those guys there. Hell no, Chris.
I don't think that's fair to Kawhi.
Oh, you mean it's not fair to Kawhi?
Finals MVPs.
Come on. He got two finals MVPs, and then after that, he probably played one full season. He got to give us one more.
Okay. I don't think so.
I mean, you don't care for it because you already seen the two and you know what he's capable of.
Right.
But he got to give us at least one more, bro.
Why does the expectation have to be there?
Because of the people he's playing with.
That came to play with him. Pause.
Okay. So then they expect him to perform well enough where they can win a championship or be a part of a championship team.
A triple-double-double,
man? Huh?
Didn't he have a triple-double-double, man?
All right, so if the nigga's still getting triple doubles, he can win you a championship.
Oh, he can definitely win you a championship. I just don't expect him to win you a championship.
No way.
Nuggets.
You think the Denver Nuggets?
Yes.
Against a healthy Clippers team is going to beat them?
Yes.
Okay, we'll see. Did you see what they did to Boston last night?
Who, the Clippers?
Yeah.
No.
Oh. They punched them niggas, bro.
Regular season.
I think they almost had them by 40 at one point.
It happens.
Nah, bro.
The Celtics have been getting punched on this year. Didn't they?
Nah, bro.
They got punched on by the Bucks.
Chris, they're supposed to win right now.
They got punched. They what? They're second in the East?
Who?
The Celtics.
The Celtics?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I think
and they were fucking number one.
I think
at one point
they're the favorite to come out of the East.
Say that again.
I still think they're the favorite to come out of the East.
The Celtics.
Yes.
Okay, so with them being the favorite to come out of the East, what do you have for them? Like what do you expect them to win a championship? Like do you have expectations for?
Yes.
You do.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I find that to be interesting.
Why they haven't won anything?
But the Clippers haven't won anything.
Clippers never even been there.
They haven't. That's why I expect them to win one.
But the Clippers are never the favorite to start the year.
No, they were previously. Now they're not because no one takes them serious.
When were they ever the favorite? When
the first year they put that team together?
Win the NBA championship or go to the NBA final.
The first year they put that team together?
What? This is the first year that this team is together? It's just straight for Harden.
No, I'm talking about since Paul George and Kawhi Leonard have been playing together.
Oh, you know my stance on Paul George.
Huh?
You know my stance on Paul George.
No, I don't.
You do.
Yeah, I love PG.
I love PG. I just don't think PG's a winner.
Why?
Just don't think he's a winner. There's been plenty of times where I've seen, like, I kind of try to, like, I excuse the Indiana days because you were a puppy, and for you to get there against one of the best teams ever assembled, you wasn't supposed to win. Like, you was in the way of history. You wasn't
right.
You wasn't on the right side of history. You were just in the way of that another team's history, right? But, like, since that OKC year where he was in the mix of MVP, they're like, I haven't seen Paul George like consistently will a team to like through a series. Like
What was the year that who they played? Donovan Mitchell in them, or did they play Jim? Who did they play? And he had a phenomenal game six. We argued about it like 2 years ago. He had a phenomenal game six. Was it Luka in them? Who was it? We had a phenomenal game.
The Suns.
It was the Suns, but he had a phenomenal game six. Like, tore their ass up. And then game seven, he kind of like just disappeared.
Pandemic P.
You see what I'm saying? So, like, I just don't. I think Paul George is one of the most skilled basketball players I've ever seen in my life. Got hella game, super talented, super skilled. Like, I'm talking about like skill level, like Kobe, KD, Kyrie, Paul George, high. Like, his shit is high. You know what I mean? Where he makes that shit super I think he's the definition of effortless.
Right.
If you look him in the basketball dictionary, I think, and it's the word effortless, I think there's a picture of either KD or Paul George.
So then again, why wouldn't they be expected to win the championship then?
I told you. I started with Kawhi. But, like, I mean, it's a lot of guys. I think more so the expectation, I think people want to see them win because that solidifies a generation.
It solidifies a what?
A generation.
Okay.
Outside of Derrick Rose, everybody, your favorite player in that generation won a championship. If the Clippers win.
Mm-hmm.
Steph, KD, Brown, D-Wade, Harden, Westbrook, like your favorites, Giannis, if you want to throw them in that generation, but maybe not. But like,
so what you're saying is that, well, yeah, definitely, because you knock them all out if they win the championship this year, because you got PG, Russ, and Harden on the same team.
Right.
So everybody gets one.
That was your favorite player between 2012 and now wanted like wins a championship.
So what you're saying is they're gonna be like Melo, Rose,
Melo, Rose. That's your only two. That
Iverson. Yeah, don't leave him out of there. I know that's your boy.
Who, AI?
Yeah.
I'm talking about like just from a generational standpoint. I feel like AI was like in 2012. I think he was retired already. I'm just talking about that.
Oh, you meant from 2012.
Yeah, from like 2012. From like this, from Bron going to the Lakers. I mean, from Bron going to the Heat till now, everybody that's in like that generational, like people were in their prime. Westbrook, KD, Harden, Bron, Wade, Paul George. Like all Steph.
Yeah.
All those guys win a championship, which is probably unheard of for a generation. Because I think that's the first generation to turn the basketball narrative around where it's okay to be friends and compete, but it's also good. It's also okay to team up to win.
You know, I have a, you know, that shit annoys me, right? That shit really pisses me off.
What?
Because people make it seem like these guys were not friends playing basketball because there was no social media or nothing for people right to know that, hey, these guys actually go out with each other after the games. They stay with each other when they're playing each other's, you know, playing on the road against, you know, whoever it is, the team. You know, in the summer times, they work out together or they play against each other or whatever the case may be. Right. Like that is one of the biggest lies about the basketball that we grew up and watched. Is that everybody was like rivals and they hated each other and everything? Like, that was bullshit. It came out on the court. Basketball. It appeared to be that way, but that's like the biggest lie ever.
Basketball is a fraternity, and it's a well-calculated dance in the choreographer's competition. That's all it is. Right. But basketball is a fraternity, man. So like, when you get to that level with the NBA, that shit is a fraternity. Like. I reference Dion.
If I told you one of the best,
I reference Dion a lot, and because Dion has become a friend of mine, and he was telling me a story of like how him and J.R. Smith got into it when J.R. was in Cleveland, and he was in Miami,
mm-hmm.
and they end up with J.R.
They end up playing together on the Lakers, right? In the bubble, win the championship,
bubble, right? but he was like, they got into an argument like in Miami when he was in Miami and JR was in Cleveland, like to the point where they almost fought. He said by the time they got to the Lakers, they became like the best of friends.
Right.
Fraternity, bro. Like,
yeah.
The fraternity, you see what I'm saying? So it's yeah.
But that is that's the biggest lie. It's not even a misconception. It's just a huge lie.
It's a huge fucking lie, you know? And then just the respect level, you know, competing against each other, you know, eventually you're not going to hate each other. But, you know, like I said, that respect is there.
Especially if you do it and you competing against each other so many times.
At a high level as well.
Yeah, because I feel like sometimes in sports, it's like it's very serious because it's a profession, but it's never that serious to the point where I gotta hate somebody.
Right.
If somebody goes on the air and talks bad about you or talks bad about your family, it's a little different. You know? But
right.
You hate somebody because he's on another team and y'all play each other so much, it's like, nah. Mm-mm. You can make put yourself in a place of hate for that person to help you compete. But once the game is over, I mean, you don't stay in that mind frame all day.
Right. That was you with the All-Star selections.
Love it.
Okay.
Popularity contest.
That's not just it.
Yeah, it is. It's a popular.
It's not just that. But the fans don't have 100% of the vote anymore.
I think the only thing was, I think the biggest... Only snub that, or not snub, but the only thing, like for me, I'm very much of like, let's shake the table, right? So, like, do I think Dame Lillard deserved to be a starter? No. But will I argue that? No, because I love Damian Lillard. And the All-Star game is better with Damian Lillard in it.
Well, he was going to make it regardless. You don't think so?
He was going to make it regardless, yeah. But, you know, the person who I feel deserved to start.
Here we go.
You know, wouldn't have made it. It just would have looked awkward because he's not of the level of those other guys.
Right.
I feel like Tyrese Maxey deserved to be a starter.
Oh, you're a full-fledged Philadelphia nigga now.
No, I'm not. I'm just
yes, you are. I thought you was going to say Jalen Brunson.
Huh?
I thought you was going to say Jalen Brunson.
Or Jalen Brunson.
Not Trae Young.
From a seasonal standpoint, Dame Lillard is having the fourth best season at point guard in the Eastern Conference.
Right.
From a season standpoint this year, he's having the fourth best.
And he's the starting point guard.
Starting point guard, but... You put any of those guys in it, they just...
Well, he's not the start. Well, I mean, well, yeah. Well, he's one of the starting guards. It's Halliburton.
You see what I'm saying? Which is Halliburton who...
You said fourth. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Because now I want to know who gets picked, right? Because you got Halliburton and Dame, two point guards, going to be your starters, right? Mm-hmm. Now your reserves. Are you going to take Brunson, Maxey, and Trae Young?
I think Trae Young doesn't get it.
That's crazy. You know that, right?
Crazy. It's very much crazy.
If he doesn't get out in as an all-star, does it have everything to do with the team success?
Yes.
Or the lack thereof?
Yeah. I think when you're a reserve...
So, this is an individual accomplishment, he's being punished for team success.
Yes.
That's very interesting.
It is very interesting.
It's unfortunate, actually.
It is unfortunate, but however, the other guard teams have more success and putting comparable numbers up.
He has the best numbers statistically out of everyone.
Yeah. It has the worst team success out of everyone.
So he has the highest points per game, and he has the most assists. What is he averaging?
Yeah, he's averaging 30.
Almost. It's like 28, 29, and like 12.
Right.
if they're even fourth in the East, that's MVP numbers.
Yeah, but they're not. They're what, 11, 12?
they don't have anyone there.
They don't.
There's nobody there. But which is why that's even more impressive.
Yeah. But do you snub guys who...
Well, who else would make it? Who's going to get snubbed? It's going to be a whole bunch of guards out the East. Jaylen Brown. You think Jaylen Brown deserves to be an All-Star?
No.
Huh?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. So go ahead. Pick your reserves, your Eastern Conference reserves.
Eastern Conference. How many do I get? 7?
I think so. I think we did 8 yesterday. Yeah. Is 13 on the roster for the All-Star game, or is it 12?
It's a weird number. I think it's 13. I think it's weird.
Okay, so go ahead. You got 8.
I just want you to know Trae Young's going to get in because somebody's going to get hurt. It always happens like that, right? But I think, obviously, my other first two picks are Brunson and Maxey.
Right?
Then you got Paolo.
Okay, it's 3.
3. Right? Porzingis.
4.
Who else is in there?
So JB, no, but Porzingis, yes.
Yes. Fuck yeah.
Okay, continue.
Porzingis is that shit. Eastern Conference.
Porzingis, Maxey, Brunson, and Banchero, right?
Yeah, what's that, 4?
That's 4. You got 4 more.
I get 4 more?
4 more.
Scotty Barnes?
Ooh, okay.
Ooh, what?
It's different. Go ahead, 5.
First number, Scotty Barnes is no. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, this might be a guard-heavy Eastern Conference reserve list. Yeah. Shit, and if that's the case, if I'm looking at it, yeah, Donovan Mitchell, because they're 5th.
Right. He deserves to be in.
I think he deserves to be in. They're 5th. I know the Magic have skid a little bit. Where are they now in the ring? Are they 6, 7? But I guess you gotta put Trae Young in there.
Yeah.
I feel like you gotta put Trae Young in there. His numbers are way better than Franz Wagner's. Like, Franz Wagner won't get in because he just was bad, I think, the month of January. He might have been hurt for a while, too.
No Bam? Might
put Jaylen Brown in by default.
No Bam?
Bam, maybe, or Jimmy. But I feel like
I don't think Jimmy played enough.
I don't think Jimmy played enough, and I think Bam was out too a little bit.
All right, so this is a little harder than what we thought.
Yeah, so each of the conference is difficult, but Bam, okay, Bam. I see Bam just so they can kind of add another big.
Because you said Scotty Barnes, and we thought maybe Pascal.
Maybe. Like I wouldn't be upset if Pascal was named the All-Star, but I know Scotty Barnes is like 28 and 8 and some dumb shit like that. You see what I'm saying? But I can see Scotty Barnes also getting snubbed because what is year 2 for Scotty? Year 3?
This is year 2 for Scotty Barnes.
And he won Rookie of the Year last year, right?
Right.
Oh. You know what I mean? So, So, I don't know, man. I don't know. I want Scotty Barnes. I think Scotty Barnes personally deserves to make the All-Star game.
See, that's why it's good to, like, have you also as well, because you like, it's a different perspective, because I forgot about Scotty, you know?
There's no real superstar in Toronto that makes you want to watch.
Yeah, because I'm thinking of...
It's not like the old Raptors with, like, Kyle, DeRozan, young Pascal, Fred, and they just was a really good team. You know, right. Where It's not like that. So, yeah. But Scotty Barnes is crazy.
Brunson.
Yes.
Good for you,
Maxey. All right, Jalen Brunson, Maxey, Trae Young, Banchero, Donovan Mitchell.
Yep.
Jalen Brown.
You're going to take Brown, okay.
I mean, that's preference. I don't think him and Porzingis get in.
Absolutely not, one or the other.
I don't know how many I'm at right now.
So Maxey, Brunson, Brown, Banchero,
Mitchell.
Mitchell, that's five. Trae Young is six.
Trae Young, six. I got two more to work with. We did say Siakam, but I think I'm going to steal your pick and say Scotty Barnes. Or maybe Scotty and Siakam. But I don't see that being a possibility. You had a team that was that bad where you got two All-Stars.
Right.
That's so not- maybe Bam.
Maybe Bam.
Okay. Scotty and Bam.
Scotty and Bam. I think Scotty deserves it over Pascal. But
yeah,
night in and night out, Scotty's the best player. But, I mean, it is what it is. So I think that Eastern Conference reserve is going to be tough. You know. But as long as, like, Brunson and Maxey get in, I'm cool. Like, if Scotty doesn't get in, I'll understand the politics of it. Like, if you're right on the cusp in year two, then you're going to be – I guess your trajectory is perennial all-star year three and beyond.
Right.
Because what makes somebody a perennial all-star? What, three in a row? Four? So.
Chris, that's a damn good question. I don't know.
You know? So, just that piece alone. But Scotty Barnes is on that short list of young guys that's like, watch out. You know what I mean? Like, I personally feel.
Say that again?
I get it, and this is going to sound crazy because he just had 70, but I don't think Luka deserved to be a starter.
Then who's starting over him, Chris?
Anthony Edwards.
Why? Because of team success?
And fucking number one in the West, right?
I'm just asking.
Yeah.
Because there's no other reason why.
There's no other reason why. And it's okay. Like, okay, but again, there's nobody. There's four people. There's three other people in the NBA six other people in the NBA, maybe seven, that are on that, or that can be, their name can go along with the Doncic. So that's what it is. So yes,
those are interesting takes.
But that's where I said, that's where I started off the piece of popularity.
But the fans don't have 100% of the vote,
huh?
The fans don't have 100% of the vote.
Yeah, I know. But again, which is sexier, Luka Doncic starting or Anthony Edwards starting?
No, which is right?
And we're looking at Anthony Edwards in what, year three?
Which is right.
So again, so I feel like Paolo.
He's in year four.
Okay, year four. So I feel like Paolo, Scotty, Anthony Edwards, Tyrese Haliburton, even though I think he kind of skipped the line a little bit. Those three guys in particular are like, once they like, they're not like, they're going to be in the All-Star game for the next decade. Maybe not Scotty Barnes, but Paolo and Anthony Edwards for sure.
Yeah. Well, Anthony Edwards definitely is a lock. Banchero, I like him, but I don't think so.
No, he's a lock.
I don't think he's a lock. I don't think he's a lock.
He's a lock. He has the machine behind him. He's a lock.
I guess, bro. I don't know. I don't think he's a lock.
He's a lock.
Maybe because he'd be screwing me and fucking...
On FanDuel?
Oh, my gosh. All the time.
Ooh, he's supposed to be with Zion. He is what Zion was supposed to be.
Yeah, right. Not even close.
I'm talking about production. I'm not talking about game-wise. There's nobody... You'll never see another fucking Zion Williams ever.
All right. Here's the next thing, though. With Zion, right?
Right. I'm just talking about machine-wise...
No, no, I get it. I mean, like, the support. It's still not even close.
Duke.
I mean, he may have a machine behind him in Orlando, but yeah.
No, talking about the machine of Duke. Duke, every year, we always have... You can always look. Every year, we've had a lot of, like, Duke busts more than any other school. Unless...
I can only think of two... Maybe? No, I'm lying.
Okay. What are you two?
I don't know this is fair. The other ones, I'm going to, if I call them a bust, but I got.
Or let's Marvin, not say bust.
Marvin Bagley.
Okay.
Unless
I say bust, let's just say underachieved for how high they got drafted.
Marvin Bagley,
yep.
Austin Reeves. But Austin Reeves, I mean, not Austin Reeves.
Austin Rivers?
Austin Rivers. But he actually ended up having a pretty decent NBA career.
I'm not going to put Austin Rivers as a bust. I'm not gonna do that.
No, I'm not. I mean, what we just said, not a bust.
Not going to be a bust. I don't even think he underachieved.
No, I just ended up you know what it was? I was very high on him.
Let's just say top five.
I was very high on him, and I still think he had a good NBA career.
Cool. Austin Rivers? But this,
yeah, Austin Rivers had a damn good career. I'm surprised he retired.
I'm disagreeing with you. I'm not disagreeing with you. That's why I said, all right, let's just look at the guys from Duke that was drafted in the top five.
Oh, draft? Okay, see, I won't remember. I really won't remember everybody's placements, but I'm just going to go with Bagley.
Yep.
Who else went there? It's Bagley. I just had somebody on the top that I was just thinking about, and I forgot recently, too. Cam Reddish.
Yes, that's two. I got one more for you right off the bat.
I can't say anything about RJ. RJ's not bad.
No.
He's not.
He's thinking about RJ.
Why am I thinking about a big man?
You are. Jahlil Okafor.
There we go. I knew it was one of them niggas that Philadelphia picked up. Jahlil Okafor. Jabari.
Yes.
Jabari Parker, right?
Yep.
Even okay, there we go.
People are gonna blame injuries.
Oh boy, there's a lot.
My point exactly.
I was even going back to fucking Shire and Singler.
You can, even though those guys were top five picks, but you can.
Yeah.
You can say Jay Will if you want because of injuries.
I don't want to say Seth Curry.
Seth Curry wasn't drafted that high. So
yeah, he wasn't. Yeah. Curry, still panned
Seth
out to be
Curry
very well.
But Seth Curry was the product of the business and it being on your side. Seth Curry benefited from what his brother did in college.
He's a good NBA player.
He's a good NBA player. I'm talking about for you to transfer from Liberty to Duke in the pre-transfer portal. You know, I watch nothing but college basketball.
Right.
This is 10 years before the transfer portal got even like where it is today, where it's declining of college basketball. For you to transfer from Liberty to Duke is unheard of. And it wasn't like you led the country in scoring at Liberty. Let's not get it fucked up.
Why do I feel like there's more? Keep going.
From Duke?
Not even just top five, just Duke players.
I feel like that entire J. Will team that got the whole fucking team damn near got drafted. But I don't know. If you want to say Carlos Boozer, no, he was an all-star. No.
Carlos Boozer, Luol Deng, they panned out very well.
Panned out very well. Mike Dunleavy, regular. Christian Leighton is the biggest bust of them all. You'll fuck with nobody talk about.
Yeah.
You'll fuck with nobody talk about. So that's what. So we're getting off topic, but yeah. Like people kind of like done, like people have wiped their hands with Zion.
Why?
NBA fans have washed their hands with Zion. And I think Paolo Banchero will slide in the kind of that, what Zion was supposed to be. So I think Paolo Banchero will be a lock.
I think people are giving up on Zion too early.
I think so too, but let me, like, what about Brandon Ingram?
What'd you say, Chris?
What about Brandon Ingram? Let's not get it fucked up. Brandon Ingram was getting AD comparisons and Paul George comparisons coming in the league. It's not fair on Brandon Ingram. But where do you put Brandon Ingram? I feel like you put him right where RJ is. What, he made the All-Star game once?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, he's like right there. I wouldn't call him a bust or anything.
No, definitely not a bust. Definitely not a bust. B.I. got hella game. But I just feel like, you know what I mean? Like, this is different. You know what I mean? The best player in the NBA to have, like, outside of, like, played the least amount of games at Duke. It's crazy.
Brandon Ingram?
Kyrie.
Oh, I'm about to say, I'm like, isn't it Kyrie Irving?
Kyrie is probably their most successful NBA pro outside of Grant Hill. And when you only say Grant Hill, you only think of Grant Hill. Like, you could only factor in Grant Hill, Detroit.
Yeah, but I was going to say, I don't know about his NBA career. Right. Kyrie Irving might have a better NBA career.
Right, but for the amount of pros that Duke has given you over the years, they've given you more than .
No. No, I think it's been, I think with North Carolina has been that. And you know how much I love North Carolina.
Definitely them too.
You know how much I love.
Talking about these coaches, right? Let's talk about, when do you feel like North Carolina, do you put, because I don't know, because they had Dean Smith and they had a different coach. Then they got, Roy Williams got there right after, so from 2004 to 2000. So for the last 18 years, right? Roy Williams, they kind of gave you some ad. Now let's take, I mean, fucking Mike Krzyzewski was there, what, damn near 40 years?
Right. Duke?
You can't, like, let's just, all right, now let's take Kentucky. Where the motherfucker got there in 2009. He's been there 15 years. So he's been there just as long as Roy Williams, and he's been there a fraction, not even half of how long Mike Krzyzewski's been there. Look who he's given us. And he's given us some stinkers. He's given us some stinkers.
Name them.
Or guys that.
Name them.
Some stinkers? Scal, yes. LeBissiere off the top. Awesome. Scal. Trey Lyles is very underwhelming. I don't know how he's still in the league. No offense to Trey Lyles. Marquise Teague was oversold.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Michael Kidd Gilchrist. Oh.
Wasn't his fault.
Was it who for? Michael Kidd Gilchrist for?
Yeah.
Number two pick. You're stinking.
Shouldn't have got picked that high.
Shouldn't have got picked that high. But, however, you got picked that high, you went to Kentucky. So, you know what I mean? It is what it is. I don't even think the Harrison twins made it past year two.
Nope.
Right? So, and I'm pretty sure there's a couple. Archie Goodwin.
You're speaking current as fuck. You forgot about Sean May.
I'm not even talking about North Carolina. I'm just talking about Kentucky.
Oh, you went to Kentucky?
Yeah. Everybody I was naming was Kentucky. Trey Lyles, Scott.
Oh, I'm about to say. Yeah. I was talking about North Carolina.
North Carolina, yeah. Yeah. They don't. Yeah. Uh-uh. North Carolina hasn't given us anybody.
As of recent?
Who?
No, I'm asking. You mean as of recent?
Yeah.
Yeah, oof. Nobody really.
Who?
Nobody.
Oof. Right. Cam Johnson, who didn't start off at North Carolina? In all fairness, started off at Pitt and then transferred because he's from Pittsburgh. Or he's from Moon Township, which is outside of Pittsburgh.
That's crazy.
Who has, think about it, who's North Carolina giving us? Baycott, who scored 2,000 fucking points, is going to be, might go undrafted.
Right.
RJ Davis, who I love to death, he's probably not going to get drafted, or he'll go second round.
Right.
League guy, cause just because he's so small. Having a hell of a year, is going to win ACC Player of the Year. Shout out to him. Let's just be honest. Like, John Henson, shit. Tyler Hansbrough, oh, God, shit. Marcus Page,
no. Right.
What's Kendall last name?
Didn't Bryce Johnson go there? Kendall Marshall?
Kendall Marshall. Who was nice. He just, I feel like he was just, he's the perfect floor general.
Yeah.
Perfect floor general. I feel like he came into the league at a time where scoring guards were starting to get popular and that was never his game. Kendall right. Marshall really, really liked. And all these guys are like great basketball players. But we're talking about in terms of like you coming from a blue blood. Like out, like the blue bloods, you know what I mean? Like Kansas is giving us some stinkers, but Kansas is kind of like Joel Embiid is holding that Kansas together. Andrew Wiggins fucking sucks.
That's not fair to him.
Not fair to Wiggins?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's put Wiggins in there. And let's put Embiid. Wiggins and Embiid are kind of holding this shit together.
He's not what we wanted to be from a number one pick.
But that's my point. Like these guys, that's what I'm saying. North Carolina isn't those guys. Like they. But a lot of those guys haven't gone high in the draft either. So it's kind of null and void. All I'm saying is Kentucky kicking everybody's ass right now.
Yeah, Kentucky's a machine.
But it's a blue blood, just like Kansas, just like North Carolina, just like Duke. But he's been there the least amount of time than everybody else. Right. Everybody's been there from like everybody knows Mike Shelton's been there 40 years. Roy Williams got there, North Carolina, 04. Bill Self got to Kansas, 05, after he took that Illinois team to the national championship and they lost. So, yeah, like, he's been there the shortest amount of time. But look at the all-stars he's given us. He's given us all stars.
Maybe Hall of Famers.
A couple.
Maybe some Hall of Famers, definitely for sure. You know what I want to cover too? I don't want to forget. While we going retro.
What's up?
That picture that you sent where he said, which would you choose?
All right, let's cover this. Cause before that, after that, let's cover the USA teams.
Yeah, because I have the graphic. Oh, you know what? Let me put that also too in the notes before I forget. Team USA, fucking super duper team.
All right, so you want to go across or you want to go down in a row?
Doesn't matter.
It does matter.
No, it doesn't matter because we're only allowed to pick one, no?
Yeah, but it's way different if you pick across or you pick down in a row.
Oh, we're gonna do each.
I thought no, you only what I'm get saying is do you want to read from top to bottom or do you want to read from left to right?
You can go left to right.
Left to right. Okay. Which would you choose? Never got injured, Derrick Rose, Chris Paul joined the Lakers, Kevin Durant stays in OKC.
Oh, we're doing okay. You wanna do by row.
I'm asking you, do you want to go row like
okay, so let's read them all because it says. I mean, I thought we were only gonna pick one. Okay, so we're just gonna read all of them, right?
You can't just pick one, bro. What? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. Why not? Okay, so the next row is Greg Oden stays.
You want to pick Greg? One out of all nine?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So the nine are: Derrick Rose never gets injured.
Right.
Chris Paul goes to the Lakers.
Right.
Kevin Durant stays in OKC. Mm-hmm. Greg Oden stays healthy. That's Allen Iverson wins a ring.
That's the second row.
Yep. The second row starts with Greg Oden never staying healthy. AI winning a ring. Dwayne Wade winning an MVP. The last row is Melo getting drafted by Detroit.
Michael Jordan playing in 2021 while he was in his prime, like prime Michael Jordan in 2020 playing in 2021 and prime LeBron playing in the 80s and the 90s.
There's really only two answers here. The two most obvious answers.
I think the first obvious answer is Allen Iverson wins a ring.
Yeah, I think that. I mean, that's it. That's why I said if that doesn't mean you don't need anything else off the other nine.
I'm torn.
Yeah, because you want Derrick Rose to never get injured.
I really that part, but I also want Chris Paul to join the Lakers.
That doesn't guarantee a ring.
Yes, it does.
Chris Paul joining the Lakers and Carmelo Anthony getting drafted by Detroit is hindsight for what they did without them.
Now, I will say this. I feel like Chris Paul going to the Lakers guarantees a championship more than Carmelo Anthony getting drafted by the Pistons. And I'll tell you why. Because I feel like Chris Paul just playing with somebody like Kobe. I think Chris Paul changes the dynamic of that Lakers-Celtic first series finals where they lost by 42 in game 7 or game 6 or whatever it was. I just feel like Chris Paul, it just would have made the Lakers that much better. Now, I feel like the Carmelo Anthony joining Detroit, that team is just different because everybody else now, I don't think you get a Chauncey Billups. I don't think you get a – was Chauncey Billups there already?
In 2003?
Yeah.
I believe so. The only person – the last piece was Rasheed Wallace.
I don't think you get a Rasheed Wallace if you get Carmelo Anthony.
Right.
I don't think you get a Rasheed Wallace if you get a Carmelo Anthony. And I also – and I don't think at that point – I don't think anybody was innovative enough to say we can play Tayshaun Prince at the four.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I think they don't even keep those guys with Carmelo Anthony getting drafted there.
Right. They build around Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah.
So I don't think Carmelo Anthony guarantees. Yes, I would say I agree with you. I don't think Carmelo Anthony guarantees a ring. But I think Chris Paul just makes Chris Paul and Kobe Bryant would have just been so dynamic with Pau Gasol. Are you shitting me, bro?
Doesn't guarantee a ring.
It does. I think it does.
No, it doesn't.
I think it does. Nothing is obviously
fucking. Just had Dwight Howard, Pau Gasol, Kobe Bryant, Lamar Odom, Ron Artest, and Steve Nash.
Huh?
Did they have Ron Artest and Steve Nash at the same time?
Ron Artest was part of that championship team. Steve Nash came after, and it was Steve Nash.
Okay, so where did he go?
Cool.
Where did Ron Artest go? He was still there.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was.
No, he wasn't. They ended up blowing that shit up. That was like Dwight Howard, Nick Young, Kobe, Steve Nash.
Pau Gasol. Yeah. Lamar Odom.
Lamar was gone too. Lamar was like on coke at that point.
Okay. He was on coke when they won too.
Yeah, but like he was like in a brothel coke like when they got Steve Nash and all that.
Nah, it's just the world got wind of what he was doing and that's what they blamed his bad play on.
Right. Love Lamar Odom. I think Chris Paul definitely guarantees a championship. Why doesn't Chris Paul guarantee a championship?
The one thing that doesn't need to be on this list because he's already the first ballot Hall of Famer and he's just fantastic. Dwayne Wade winning an MVP doesn't need to be on that list.
I agree, but it was cool for it was cool for make the picture look cool because you don't got to leave him off. Now, the Derrick Rose not getting hurt thing, I'm torn. Like for me,
You could have put Tracy McGrady something on there. Like Tracy McGrady stays healthy, or Tracy McGrady wins a championship.
No, man, Tracy McGrady was just very good. He played in the era where it was shooting guard dominant, and that was his position. And he
so then they could have been more. Dwayne Wade wins an MVP. Like you could have been more creative. Like Vince Carter and Tracy McGrady stay together.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
That's a great one. I'm proud of you. That's a great one. Look at you.
Come on, that's our era of basketball.
Like, yeah, but that was a great fucking one, bro. That was a great one.
Yeah, that's why when I looked at that graphic, I'm like, come on, the easiest one is Allen Iverson. That's the answer.
Charlotte drafts Kobe. Or Kobe stays in Charlotte. Maybe that one or something like that.
No, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
Because the other one that I would care to discuss, right? Because like this, like because it alters.
Derrick Rose not getting hurt. How many championships does Derrick Rose win?
Okay, watching this game right now that I'm watching, right, and this is why I say it alters everything. Right. Kevin Durant staying in Oklahoma alters the Golden State Warriors run.
Okay, I agree. How many Derrick Rose healthy? How many championships does he win?
I don't know. I think he might end up in that conversation we had earlier.
What conversation?
The conversation we had earlier about our guys from our generation, one of them not winning the championship.
No, he wins the championship. You fucking high. He wins the championship.
Okay.
I would say anywhere between 2 to 3 championships.
Okay, Derrick Rose tore his ACL, right?
Yeah.
And he came back, right?
Yeah.
And he hit a game winner against Cleveland, right?
What about it? Yeah.
And they went up 2-1 in the series, right?
What about it? What is your point? Like,
they still lost, right?
Bro, like what? I got a rebuttal already. Just get your fucking point so I can rebuttal it.
Like, he came back, bro. He didn't have a season. Like, he didn't have a career-ending injury.
Yeah, he did, but you don't take 18 months off or damn near 2 years off and you come back as the same guy.
No, like, you don't.
Huh?
No, you don't.
Right. However, Derrick Rose not getting hurt, like, we're forgetting a pivotal piece. One, I think that team stays together longer.
Do you think them niggas beat Miami, bro?
Yes.
Yo, man, listen. You know what? You want to know what my rebuttal to that is?
I tell you why.
Do you want to know what my rebuttal to that is? Do you? Okay. During that Miami Heat run, yeah. Right? Although the Heat went to the finals 4 times,
yeah.
Right, in a row,
right?
Right?
Right.
There is many teams that we leave out during that time period.
Like who?
The Knicks.
The what?
The okay. Knicks.
Okay. The old Knicks.
The Lakers.
The old Knicks.
The Spurs, for one.
They beat Miami, so you can't leave them out.
You can't leave them out. The Celtics. I don't know if they're going to beat the Boston Celtics.
They're beating the Boston Celtics.
I don't know if they're going to beat the Boston Celtics. I don't know if they could beat the Lakers.
They are beating
the Celtics. I don't know if they're going to beat the Spurs.
They are beating the Celtics because they're beating the Celtics.
I don't know if they're going to beat the Spurs.
I think so. Yeah, but however,
I don't know if the Denver Nuggets would have ended up in the NBA Finals if they beat the Denver Nuggets.
Nigga. The Bulls win the championship. Derrick Rose wins the championship.
I don't know, bro. They were good teams then.
Yeah. Who the fuck did we see stop Derrick Rose when Derrick Rose was healthy?
I don't know if they beat the Thunder either.
Nigga, he was beating everybody. Nigga, didn't
in the regular go to
LA on Christmas and beat the Lakers? What the fuck are we talking about? But you got
to regular season.
You're forgetting Jimmy Butler was on that team, a young Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler gets better. Jimmy Butler goes to be that. That team had all the right
people. Jimmy Butler might not be Big Face Coffee then.
Okay, cool.
It might not be playoff Jimmy.
Cool. Question for you. All right, here goes my question for you. You don't think the caliber of Derrick Rose and Jimmy Butler, because I still think Jimmy Butler would have played his way into an all-star in Chicago. You don't think Derrick Rose at that point would have been able to attract somebody else to come play with him?
I don't know.
Why not?
You could be right. Then who do you move?
Huh?
Who do you move?
You could attract if KD was ready to leave, you might get KD instead of the Warriors. It's so many what ifs, right? There's so many what ifs. So at that point, the what ifs are endless. So at that point, like, I think Derrick Rose wins a championship because he's going to attract another superstar. Even if Jimmy Butler doesn't become.
Okay, so what if Oklahoma paid James Harden instead of Serge Ibaka?
Then. You looking at them niggas probably getting 4 wings. That's what stops Derrick Rose. But you see,
that's what I'm saying to you. Like, yeah,
but I think Derrick Rose gets at least 1.
Maybe if Kevin Durant don't go to Golden State, maybe is that when he wins 1?
You might get a Kawhi Leonard instead of him going to Toronto. Like, you never know.
No, but I'm just saying, when does he win one? Because that MVP season is in 2010, 2011.
Yo, bro, that was his so when do you think?
Give me his window of when he was gonna win one.
Huh? Anywhere between 2010 and 2016, 2017.
Nah, I disagree. It would have came later.
Okay. It don't matter. It would have came. Pause. He would have got one. Give a fuck when it
comes. Maybe, but I don't think it would have been like. Yo, to be honest with you. I don't know what that man went
through. Derrick Rose, ask for a release so you go to Denver, please.
I don't know what that man went through physically. All I know was what I saw from him when he came back. And I think that shit had more to do with mental than it had to do with physical.
Absolutely. It had everything to do with mental. However, Derrick Rose was at that point, outside of LeBron James, was the most feared nigga in the league. Him, Kobe, and Bron. Them niggas was the most feared three in the league. Niggas was afraid of that. Derrick Rose was kicking everybody ass. He would, even if he couldn't beat Miami by himself, the games were too close. Where if Dan, you watch those games, let's not forget it. Like, if you watch that team and just like, yo, if Derrick Rose had one more person that could go get it. Like, we're talking about Dwayne Wade as the number two option. Dwayne Wade's the third best shooting guard ever. Ever.
Yeah.
He was the number two option. How does the third best shooting guard ever be the number two option? Like, that's crazy. Now, even with all that being said, you have the number one small forward ever, arguably the greatest player ever, and the third best shooting guard ever, and those games were still close for comfort. You can't tell me Derrick Rose does not win one, as well as Derrick Rose doesn't win two more MVPs.
I don't know.
Derrick Rose won MVP. He was 20 years old. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, they just gave him. Never mind. I'm not going to get into that. I'm sound like a hater.
You are. You're a Derrick Rose hater. It's perfectly fine.
I'm not a Derrick Rose hater.
You are a Derrick Rose hater, nigga. You thought he should have. You thought he sat out too long.
I did.
You've always stood on that.
I'm not gonna change my stance on that.
You don't have to.
I don't think first of all, I don't think he should have won the first MVP.
What?
Let me say this, right? And why I don't think fuck why I don't think. Why I know he won that MVP, right?
Right.
Why Bron ain't win defensive player of the year.
Okay.
It's because the Bron turned into a villain.
Cool. We can go with that. Whatever
because if you go look, if you go look, if you go look, if you go look head to head, LeBron James is the MVP. If you go look at the year, Marc Gasol wins the defensive player of the year. LeBron James is defensive player of the year.
Okay. I understand you.
Like if there's one thing, like if by following this game for years, if you know the history, you're either going to be on one side of history or you're going to be on the other.
I agree. Yes, absolutely.
Fortunately, my man, as great as he is on a lot of the bad side of history.
Yeah, but I said that same thing about Paul George being in Indiana. He was on the other side. So, I think Derrick Rose wins the championship. He never gets hurt. Derrick Rose is the best point guard of our generation if he doesn't get hurt. But for me, I'm torn because Chris Paul is my favorite player. I grew up on Chris Paul. I tried to model my game after Chris Paul as much as possible. I think Chris Paul going to Lakers wins a championship.
It's possible.
But I also think Derrick Rose staying healthy, I think.
So you think Derrick Rose staying healthy? I got so many questions.
Ask your questions. I'm here.
Okay, so Derrick Rose, but okay, because now I don't know.
We're talking about Derrick Rose, Eastern Conference Finals, no legitimate number two.
I mean, the only thing I could say is this is like, there's only one thing that really will, that really, it really affects basketball.
What?
At least basketball in this era is Kevin Durant staying in fucking in Oklahoma.
Yeah. But again, look at everybody's number two at the time compared to Derrick Rose's number two. There was no clear cut number two.
It doesn't matter. They had a complete team.
They had a
complete everybody else's number two didn't win except for LeBron's. All the teams that won the championships were complete teams.
Yeah.
The Dallas Mavericks, complete team. Who was Dirk's number two? It changed nightly.
Jason Kidd.
It changed nightly? No. No, it was not Jason Kidd.
Jason Kidd's third best point guard.
Jason Terry.
Jason Kidd's third best point guard ever.
Then it could have been Jason Kidd. Then, depending on the night, and it was Tyson Chandler. Like the complete teams are the ones that win the championship when you play these guys like this.
Right. But I feel like that team. I feel all right. So I was
like, even the Boston Celtics teams that were winning, like, okay. Paul Pierce is your number one, and your number two was Kevin Garnett, but they weren't. It wasn't MVP Kevin Garnett. It motherfucker just was a defensive MVP.
Let me ask you this: do you have to lose in order to learn how to win?
You're going to eventually lose. I guess that makes sense.
No. You have to lose. Do you agree with the statement? You have to lose in order to learn how to win.
I guess so. I guess it makes you a greater. I guess it gives you greatness, because if you look at somebody like, you go look at Kareem and Magic. Do you say that?
No, but they also lost.
But that's what I'm saying, though. But I mean, Magic won outright.
Right away. And then lost, too.
Yeah. That. I mean, I guess.
Yeah.
It makes sense. I mean, that's what I say with younger players, why I don't have, like, as much as I watch the younger players, and I love to watch the youth, right?
Like, all right, Bron had to lose before he won. KD lost before he won. Dirk lost before he won. Only person you can kind of take that away from, D-Wade.
I don't really like throwing Kevin Durant in that.
Why not? He lost before he won.
Technically, but...
All right, for my argument, technically, yeah. Kobe Bryant lost before he won.
Like everyone you're talking about, like, they really got it done.
Right.
Like, he got it done.
Right. Okay, so here goes my point.
I don't like that, okay. Kevin Durant shit. That shit was a business deal.
Whatever. Here goes my point about the Bulls. The Bulls had lost, and I feel like Derrick Rose got hurt before they can figure it out how to win.
Chris, do you know during that time that LeBron went to the Miami Heat, no one stopped him from getting to the finals?
Yeah.
The entire East for 8 years straight was LeBron James getting to the NBA finals.
Again, my point. Those games were really, really close. Those series were really, really close. I think Derrick Rose attracts another superstar to go battle the Miami Heat.
Bro, that shit is over with.
There's nothing that, but for the sake of the argument, for the sake of the picture.
Because let me tell you something. I mean, because you can only pick one. But then there's like so many, because it's just like, all right, cool. Derrick Rose never gets hurt. What if Dwayne Wade never gets hurt?
When did Dwayne Wade get hurt?
Jesus Christ. Dwayne Wade was banged up from like year two. Year three and four was a struggle, especially the last year. Are you kidding me?
He won it in year three. What are you talking about?
They won year two and three. He was still banged up, Chris.
He still won, though, so I don't get it. What are you talking about if he never gets hurt?
Okay, what I'm saying is...
Dwayne Wade didn't miss basketball for 2 years, motherfucker. What are we talking about?
He didn't miss basketball for 2 years, but he wasn't Dwayne Wade either.
He's the third best shooting guard ever. So the fuck?
No, he is. I'm just saying. Yeah, but he wasn't that when he was hurt those 3 years, 2 years. Everybody knows that.
You're losing me.
I mean, let me tell you something. Like I said, the Derrick Rose stays healthy or whatever.
We know the number one answer is Allen Iverson wins the ring. That's the obvious one.
I just like I wanted to pick the not obvious.
What's the not obvious?
I think the not obvious is Kevin Durant staying in Oklahoma.
Okay. You think Kevin Durant gets it done by himself? Or with that supporting cast eventually?
If he stays in Oklahoma?
Yeah.
he stays in Oklahoma, it's possible.
Okay.
Bro, so they have the Warriors.
Why is that one. Possible? Why is Derrick Rose attracting another superstar to go help him?
Because the Thunder was better.
Why is that not? Why is that not possible? Why is Derrick Rose attracting another player to go play with him at that?
Yeah, time? But see, you now you need him to stay healthy and attract another player. That's not what it said. It told you to pick one.
All right. I just think Derrick Rose was the shit.
They can and deeper thought, yeah. Then you know,
shit.
It's endless. It's like, yeah, if Derrick Rose doesn't get hurt, then eventually somebody else is going to want to complain. It's endless. But what we were aware of with that current roster, you still know you need more.
We need another superstar.
All right, who? Melo?
Hey, hello. Maybe he doesn't go to New York. Maybe he goes to the Bulls.
Okay.
Derrick Rose and Melo. Holy shit.
But Melo was there while he got hurt.
He went to the Knicks, you mean?
He was already on the Knicks.
Yeah.
He was on the Knicks when Derrick Rose won the MVP.
Was it?
Yeah.
No. I think Derrick Rose was hurt.
No. When Derrick Rose got hurt, he played against Carmelo Anthony.
Okay, maybe not Melo. I don't know, man. I think somebody jumps out the wall and goes plays with the Bulls, man. I don't know, dog. I don't know. I just think like a lot of shit. You know what I mean? I just think Derrick. I think Derrick. But I'm going with Derrick Rose and Chris Paul. One of those two.
The two ones at the bottom is like really annoying, which is like LeBron plays in the 80s, 90s, and Jordan plays in 2021.
Right.
I don't know what it's about 2021, but.
Maybe that was the year the picture was generated.
Maybe. That's a good one.
I don't know. So. USA roster.
Very interesting. Yo, you know. Start. That's where the more I start to speak about Mike, the more it seems like I don't like him. And I love Michael Jordan.
I just love LeBron James more. LeBron James is your second child. And Michael Jordan's your first. You don't love your first like you love your second.
This is a second child. Yeah, I'm a second child.
Yeah, you know, they don't love you like that. Well, they love you more than your brother. Absolutely.
Everybody loves me, though.
Absolutely. I don't, but everybody else does, yes.
As they should.
I guess.
It's you can't even say that with a straight face.
You're right. All right, my bad.
I know, it's true.
It's an asshole, bro.
Yeah, I know, and that's everybody who really knows me. That's like the automatic answer. He's an asshole.
A rosters, the list, the names. I want to go to bed.
I feel you. Go ahead, get the USA team, the super duper team.
I gotta pull it up. You want me to read all 40 names?
No, because they're all not gonna play.
Huh?
Bro, just I mean
read all 43 names.
Yo.
I'm gonna read the player pool.
Absolutely not.
All right. Name your 12.
You want me to name 12?
Name your 12.
First of all, the first thing to talk about is how cheap LeBron is and why he wants to play. They're playing in Paris, right?
Yeah, LeBron is a fucking marketing genius. You already thought
niggas,
about it.
Like, niggas in Paris for real. So it's supposed to be Bron, KD,
two,
Steph,
three.
Overkill already. Kawhi,
four.
Dame,
five.
Does it matter? Okay, you still have Tatum,
six.
Halliburton,
seven. He makes the team?
Yeah.
Okay. No, he doesn't, but okay.
Ant-Man,
eight.
Embiid.
Nine, absolutely.
Yo, they really got this man a citizenship so he can play on Team USA.
He had a citizenship. He went to high school in America.
Yo, Chris, the minute he opens his mouth over there, they're going to be like, mm-mm.
He went to high school in America, bro.
The minute he says a word Paris, they're going to be, mm-mm.
Went to high school in America.
Like, wait, as soon as they play, like, does Cameroon have a team? The minute they play like Angola or somebody and Embiid is playing, where'd you get that jersey, bro? You're supposed to be over.
All right, continue, bro. Like, what number you at?
Isn't that like 10? Doesn't matter. They win with that team right there.
Yeah, but for conversations, bro, there's so many people.
The conversation is over with the like the first three. Okay, who else is there to name? Who else is still on the Devin Booker still on the USA team?
Yes, he made the list.
All right, so what is that, 10?
Yes.
We need another big man, maybe?
Yes.
I don't know. Pick somebody. Karl Anthony Towns, does he want to play?
Oh, he played on the Dominican national team with.
Oh, he's right. I forgot. Okay. I don't know. Bam?
Yeah.
Jaren Jackson? You're fucking right. That's 12. How many?
That's 12, right?
Are they going to take a rookie again? Like, do they always take a rookie?
No, there's no rookies on this list.
There's no rookies on the list, but they always take a rookie.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do that with this fucking 43-player pool.
Well, the fucking shit is 55 people normally, isn't it?
In case of, like, a select team. Yeah, I don't know. Nope. No, they're not taking a rookie. What rookie is going to make that team? Are you fucking kidding me?
Bro.
So you cutting Anthony Davis. Got it.
Oh my God.
So you cut. I just want you to know that you cut Anthony Davis.
I forgot about him. I didn't even know. I would cut Bam.
Listen, you cut Anthony Davis. You cut Paul George. You cut Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
You cut Donovan Mitchell. You cut Kawhi Leonard.
I didn't cut Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard was my fourth pick. That's why I was when we first discussed this. I'm like, they better win the first game by like they better set a world record.
You cut Kyrie Irving.
Do I cut who?
Kyrie.
Yeah, but I'm saying, are you gonna cut Halliburton for Kyrie?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. Why?
Yes.
Okay. Do you cut Dame for Halliburton?
Yes.
So you keep Halliburton, but you cut Dame for Halliburton.
Hold on. No, I'm cutting Halliburton. Absolutely.
So who's gonna distribute the ball, Chris?
It doesn't. LeBron, nigga, and Steph. Nigga, I'm thinking about a documentary. That's what I'm thinking about. The fuck?
So this is going to be... So is this team better than the Redeem team?
Yeah, nigga! What? Half the niggas is on the Redeem team, nigga! Yeah, that team better than the fucking Redeem team, nigga! You fucking...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, nigga, because the bottom four is better than the Redeem team's bottom four, nigga.
Who's the bottom four in this team?
Huh? Fucking Jason Tatum might be on the bottom four. Nigga, Jason Tatum might be the worst player on that team. Nigga, what?
God.
What are we talking about?
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jason Tatum is the one I left off the Duke list. Somebody who was, like, great. Jason Tatum was having a phenomenal
beat. Yeah, that was I know. You know you didn't leave him off.
Like, I didn't mention him, like as a positive.
Yeah, we just said it and shrugged it off because it was, I think it's, like, obvious. Oh, my God. Like I said, these niggas better set a world record every game.
All right, bro. Hold on, bro. I got to get this list, bro. Hold on, bro. So when I get 12, right?
Yep.
All right. Hold on. All right. So we got Bron, right? One. Mm-hmm. KD, two.
Mm-hmm.
Paul George, three.
Mm-hmm.
Kawhi, four.
Mm-hmm.
No particular order. Anthony Davis, five.
Bro, you cannot. Hold on. Keep going.
Right. Embiid, six. Dame Lillard, seven. Jason Tatum, eight. Steph Curry, nine. Devin Booker, 10. Did I say Dame Lillard already?
Yeah, you said Dame.
I said Jason Tatum?
Yeah.
Anthony Edwards?
No, I don't know. Go ahead.
Anthony Edwards, 11th. Anthony Edwards is 11th.
Shit. Bam out of bio 12. No, it's my 12. Fuck that. Chris Paul gets to be on the documentary. Chris Paul, 13. Captain. Player coach. Special coach. Special assistant to that coach.
Bro, you can't.
Why can't I? It's my fucking list. Why can't I?
You're right, because it's your list. Because I'm like, for instance, like, everybody's not going to play. Everybody can't go.
Everybody can't go, right? But listen to the names that can't go. James Harden. Nigga, James Harden makes the team. Fuck that. James Harden is 12.
If you think James Harden is missing that party in Paris, you out of your mind.
Yeah, James Harden is on that team, right? So Kyrie can't go?
Chris, look. This is because we got to be fair, right? You can't take Bron, KD, Kawhi, and Paul George.
Why can't you?
You can't. What?
So, Jimmy, why can't you? So they can all play. Chris, they can all be on the court at the same time.
Exactly, because you can even play Tatum, and that's five you can play right there.
Right.
So you're going to take five small forwards?
Nigga, yeah. This positionless basketball, nigga. You got to guard us.
So you're going to take those five.
Yes.
And then your point guard, you're going to take Damian Lillard.
Yes.
And Kyrie Irving.
Yes. And Steph Curry. Yo, let's just look at the people that can't go, right? Let's just look at the names that can't go. I'm
not done yet. That's eight. We know Embiid is playing. That's nine. Right?
Right.
Most likely, Bam is just going to play by default because we don't got no other American bigs, right?
No, you got plenty on this list.
No.
Yeah.
No, not on that roster of 40, man. Niggas on that list is like fucking Miles Turner is probably on that list.
You got Anthony Davis. No, Miles Turner.
Jared Allen is probably on that list.
Jared Allen is on that list, but Miles Turner is not on that list.
Okay. Anyway, and that's no disrespect to Jared Allen, but I'm just saying, we're just naming the American.
All right. But guess who's not on this
list? Okay, so I left off Anthony Davis again.
Right, Anthony Davis has to go.
I would prefer to keep Anthony Davis over Bam.
Duh, the fuck, duh.
Okay, so that's 10 already.
Yeah.
You want Book to go too?
Yeah, duh.
So we want Book, and Ant-Man got to play too. Ant-Man has to play.
No, you don't. Jason Tatum.
Don't have to play?
You didn't say Jason Tatum.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I said because you could play Kawhi,
LeBron,
KD,
okay.
Jason Tatum.
Take a hit, man. So you know Jimmy Butler doesn't go.
No.
Why not?
Because you don't need him.
Okay. But you don't need any of these other niggas, but they're there.
So but that's what I'm saying. Chris, that's not going to happen. They're not going. They're all not going, bro.
Okay.
They're all not going. Because like Ant-Man definitely deserves to go. I didn't even say Halliburton. Somebody has to
be. I told you he wasn't going. He could go in 2028.
Oh my, he's playing, bro.
You know, he's not.
I bet you he's on the team.
I bet you he's not.
Yo, let me tell you two niggas.
I love Tyrese Halliburton.
I'll tell you two niggas who's not playing.
Derek White and Bobby Portis. And Josh Hart. And Eric Gordon. And Alex Caruso.
When is that shit? When do they leave? Do they leave right after the NBA Finals?
No. Yes. Like,
right?
Yes, they do leave after the NBA Finals.
No, I meant like right after. Well, that was COVID. Well, I think they had to leave right after.
Yeah, I think the Olympics is usually like August, though, so they got time.
Okay, I'm about to say, because Kawhi and Damian Lillard are not going nowhere during their birthday month. Not to work.
Bro.
Not Kawhi going to miss work. I mean, going to work.
Did we say Kyrie's going?
No, I don't want all of them to go, Chris. Right,
so if Kyrie's not going, right? Kyrie can't go.
Halliburton has to go, bro.
So Kyrie can't go.
Kyrie and Halliburton could go. Kyrie, Halliburton, and Dame.
Trae Young go? Or Trae Young can't go?
You see what I'm saying? Like, nigga, these niggas better win by 75 every game. That would be the win margin, 75.
Unless all of them, like, just like, nah, we just did it.
I don't give a fuck how big Lithuania is, how much bigger they are than us. Fucking Australia, New Zealand. No.
Let's just look at the names that can't go, right? Let's look at the names that can't go. Bam can't go.
Mm-hmm.
Paolo can't go.
Mm-hmm.
Scotty Barnes can't go.
No, they can't because we're going to lose.
Listen. Jaylen Brown and Jalen Brunson both can't go.
Nope.
Nigga. That's a good team.
That's a great team. The niggas, they also doodle against the world.
De'Aaron Fox can't go.
Nope.
Chet Holmgren can't go.
Nope.
Brandon Ingram can't go.
Nope. No, hell no.
Jimmy Butler can't go.
Nope. Not for my America.
Jaren Jackson can't go.
Nope.
Donovan Mitchell can't go.
Not around my niggas.
Trae Young can't go.
Maybe.
But, like, everybody else is, like, obvious. Like, Tyler Hero, obvious. No. Drew Holiday, obvious. No. Brandon, like, Walker Kessler, obviously. No. Austin Reeves, obviously. No. Duncan Robinson, obviously. No. Derek White, like, obviously. Bobby Portis, Cam Johnson, Desmond Bane, Jared Allen, Mikal Bridges.
Would John Morant be ready by then?
John Morant won't be able, but John Morant's not on this list. Guess who's not also? Guess who else is not on this list?
Ooh.
Zion Williamson is not on this list.
Nah, he don't need to go.
But I'm just saying, like, think about, like, look at the people we said can't go. Just because they're not better than the 12 people we said can go. But we're leaving all-stars off this list. This shit is crazy. This is the most craziest shit I've ever seen in my life. Chris Paul is going, nigga, because he got to be on the documentary.
What is he going to do? Be the equipment manager?
No, Chris Paul is going to be there like the I told you, the special.
So he's going to have the Jason Kidd role?
The player coach. Yes, he's the player coach.
What the fuck do you think LeBron is going to go do over there?
He's like, he's not even like the play. He's not even going to have like Jason Kidd. He's going to be like Larry Bird. He's going to play 6 minutes. Nigga. He's going to start. He's going to play the first 6 seconds. He's going to sit down.
Oh my god.
Chris Paul has to go.
Bro, you can't take all of these niggas.
Yes, you can.
They're gonna mix it up, Chris.
So we're gonna have like an A team and a B team? We're gonna have two American teams and let them play the championship
game? No, the team that we want, like the niggas that we named, they're not going. It's probably gonna be Bron, maybe Steph. We would love to see Bron and Steph play together. So maybe it'll happen, right?
Kevin Durant is playing.
All right, so Bron, Steph, KD.
We win already.
Supposed to. Bron, Steph, KD. Kawhi's not playing. Dame's not playing. So that's what we're throwing. Ant-Man, Halliburton. I don't know if Kyrie Irving would play.
Embiid is playing.
Tatum's playing. Yeah. Like, so that's the mix-up.
We're looking at Bron, Steph,
mm-hmm.
Embiid,
mm-hmm.
Tatum.
Mm-hmm. Bam.
Is Paul George playing?
No.
Paul George not going to play. Okay.
He's not going to play.
So we got Bron, Steph, KD, and B. Nigga, we win. We win. We can play 4-5.
We're supposed to win. We're not supposed to lose. Let me tell you something. We're not supposed to lose even if it's Tatum, Brown, Embiid, or fucking like the other niggas who ain't. Like, we're not supposed to lose. That's why Bron and KD and Steph need to play now because these other niggas that we're saying, that's why I was saying no to.
A lot of guys.
It's because they go out there and they lose to the rest of the world.
That's on this list, bro. That's not like a lot of guys that were lead. That's not even on the list. Zion's not on the list. Ja Morant's not on the list. Tyrese Maxey is not on the list. Cade Cunningham is not on the list.
Rest of the world, the best. They're not even our best players in the league.
But it's just the fact that, like, I get that, but. So Zion, like, but Walker Kessler's on the list? Like, what? Who's on the team? Like, and I like Walker Kessler, but, like, what? If Walker Kessler, Duncan Robinson, Austin Reeves, Tyler Hero, Josh Hart, if those guys are on the list, Alex Caruso, if those guys are on the list, motherfucker, then why can't Ja Morant, Zion, like, just put them on the list to make it better.
Put them on the select team?
No, just put them on the poster.
No.
Yes.
Because everybody can't go.
Yeah, but why are they even here? Like, why did they even...
Because they're on the select team.
The select team is like younger guys. The select team was like Cade Cunningham, Jalen Duren, Scottie Barnes. That was the select team.
I thought the select team was just like the overall pool, like, of everybody.
No, the select team is like, usually it's a... It was comprised of like, so when like, when the Dream Team went, the select team was like Bobby Hurley, Chris Webber, Grant Hill, like that. You know what I'm saying? It's always usually your younger guys. So like, the select team, I know, like, hold on. What was last year?
That's like when Devin Booker, not Devin Booker. You know, the Book was there, and Trey Lyles and D'Lo and all of them was there.
They were in high school then. They weren't even, they were in high school. Like, were you talking about like the video that went viral on Instagram? They were in high school.
Even Stretch, though.
That was like the U, the, that was the U18 team.
Yeah.
They were in trials for the U18 team. Like that, like, yeah. That's just crazy. And I can't go online because I'm afraid that I'm going to get kicked out of this. So. Yeah.
And ain't none of them niggas going to be playing on that team either.
That shit is crazy, bro. That shit is crazy, bro.
Ain't none of them niggas on that team other than maybe Book.
I really want to look at the U.S. Select team.
Yo, Chris. They all can't play, bro.
I know. I just want to look at it.
Like the team that we want to, the team that we want to build is not going to be the team that's going in. It's going to get mixed up. It's going to be the three OGs and a bunch of young niggas.
Yeah, this is crazy.
I still can't believe that you said Luka Doncic shouldn't have been in the starting lineup for the All-Stars.
Didn't deserve it.
That's crazy.
I know. I just don't like Luka because Luka's good at everything.
You better listen. Speak wisely, my son. No Luka slander, please.
He's great at everything.
And that's who you want. You want these other niggas to go play when and they're gonna have to go play against Slovenia and them, and they gotta see him.
Yeah,
it's with his gang.
Not fair though.
Gotta go see Jokic and them niggas with fucking Bam at the five.
That's it.
Aaron Jackson Jr. at the five.
What I'm saying, it's not fair.
They gonna get smoked. Eat black for breakfast. Yes. That's exactly what. Yo, did I send that to you when the Heat played the Celtics that game 7?
What?
And Bam was struggling with Derek White Jr.?
No.
I didn't send that to you? I could have sworn I said that to y'all.
Yeah, don't send me nothing.
Oh, man. I watched that game and I said, oh my gosh, the Denver Nuggets are going to win this shit in like 5 games. You sure I didn't send you that? When I was like, what Jokic is going to do to Bam is going to set us back like 400 years.
No, you didn't send that.
Oh, my gosh. How did I not send that to you?
I don't know.
Gonna eat the block for breakfast. Yes. He smoked his ass, but that's exactly that. Those are the niggas that you want to play, Chris?
You can't be a racist your whole life.
Huh?
You can't be a racist your whole life.
I'm not racist. We can't be racist. I'm just saying. That's the obvious. Like, hell no. No, I'm not. No, they can't. They already proved it. Bro, we too small. As good as they are here, when we go play against the world, nah, they're too small. They're too small and they don't play tough enough. So, no, I don't want to bring them there. Not at all. I thought Brandon Ingram was going to kill over the summer. I thought Paolo was going to kill. Nope. That shit was an Ant-Man show every night.
Ant-Man show.
The other niggas, they not playing. They going to be on the practice squad. They going to be the tune-up niggas before they get on the plane. I'm lying?
No.
They gonna be there for practice and drills. That's it. They ain't going to be there for nothing else. Rebounding. That's it. They gonna be there. Get niggas right before they get on the plane. Other niggas ain't playing, man. That's why. So they ain't showing up. It's one basketball, Chris. There's no way in hell the team that we want to go is going.
That team is going. Chris Paul's going.
Oh, bro.
Chris Paul's going.
Bro, if they go, like you said, it's definitely for documentary purposes only.
Absolutely. They're putting this team together just for a documentary. Cause and they're gonna sell it to Netflix. It's gonna do numbers past The Last Dance. That's all it is. They're just gonna make a documentary to beat out The Last Dance numbers. That's all it is. That's the purpose. with no other purpose as to why all of those guys have to play. Makes no sense.
They're not even all going to play. They're probably going to play, like, they're going to have different teams each night.
LeBron will play every, he'll play odd games, and KT will play even games. Like, what?
They're going to make all the young niggas play the late night games. And come on, bro. Like, what? They go on to Paris. The niggas is about to go get lit and shop out there.
They own everything out there. They're not even going to go shopping.
Dog, this trip is a free trip to Paris. You think them other niggas? Yeah, oh gosh, man.
I just want to be on a plane. That's it.
They're probably going to go in a stealth jet.
I just want to be on the plane. That's it. They definitely fly private, but I just want to be on the plane.
Nigga, you going to have Bron, KD, and Steph?
On nigga, imagine Anthony Edwards telling Bron, nigga, this is my league now. Like Mike did the...
No.
Like oh, Mike did the last year. Imagine
even Bron off in the closing moments of a game. Like, nah, I got this.
Anthony Edwards is going to tell Bron and KD and Steph that this is his league, like Mike did to Magic and Bird. That's going to be hilarious. Ah, that's funny. Tatum and Charles Barkley.
No, I got this.
Nigga, that team is amazing. Yo, this was fun. Battle of the Billionaires episode, man. This was fun. I finally got the name of the episode.
Yeah, that was very simple. I don't have to do any work at all right there, actually.
Look at that. Put me on the payroll.
Yeah, it'll be about time. You and Stevie can make almost every other episode. That'd be amazing.
If you do Sunday evenings, lock me in, dog.
I can do every other Sunday. Oh, I mean, well, you know, I could do late night Sundays when I get off.
That's fine. Me too. Let's do it.
Oh, all right, cool.